You're listening to a Peak Media production.
And now, coming to you from the Windy City, it's the Daily Dime with your host, Tim Keller.
Welcome, everyone, to this Thursday edition of the Daily Dime. Today is August 29th, and today we are going to cover the seventh of our eight division previews as we approach the start of the NFL season. So far, we have covered the NFC in its entirety and the AFC South and the AFC East. So today we are going to cover the AFC West. So let's jump right into it. The first team I want to talk about in the West is the Denver Broncos. They went 8-9 last season with Russell Wilson, but he's now in Pittsburgh, and they've already begun the Bo Nix era after drafting him 12th overall and naming him the starter already. Despite having 8 wins last year, I just don't think the roster is very good. And aside from Nix, when you look at the offense, they have Javonte Williams at running back, who averaged just 3.5 yards a carry last year. Cortland Sutton, who has only broken 1,000 yards once in his career, and it was 5 years ago. And then Tim Patrick, Josh Reynolds, and Adam Trautman is the starting tight end. Not exactly a squad that's instilling fear in a lot of D coordinators' minds. I do really like their offensive line with Bowles, McGlinchey, and Miners, but you look at the defensive side of the ball, and they just don't really have anyone besides Pat Surtain. I think this team is going to give up a lot of points this year, and my assumption is that Bo Nix is going to have to throw the ball a lot. He did last year at Oregon, where he was able to take care of the ball. He only had 3 interceptions, and he threw 45 touchdowns, I think. But the NFL is a whole other monster. And so I think he's going to have to shoulder a large portion of the load this year with his current roster. And all of that considered, I think they take a step back from last year, treat this as a rebuilding season, and finish up around 6-11 and probably in last place in the AFC West. Next up would be the Oakland Raiders. They also finished 8-9 last season, and they aren't getting a lot of love in the media, but I think Gardner Minshew is an underrated quarterback. He played pretty well for Indy last season, and I think giving him a guy like Davante Adams will help him out even more. I don't know if he's like a top-end starter, maybe a bottom-of-the-league starter or a very good backup, but I still think he's underrated. So that being said, I don't love Zamir White at running back. But they did bring over Alex Mattison from Minnesota, so that should bring some additional depth to the running back room. Looking at the wide receivers, they don't have a ton of talent besides Devontae, but then they do have Michael Mayer and Brock Bowers, who they took in back-to-back drafts at tight end. And both of those guys are pretty dynamic pass catchers, so they should be able to help out Minshew there. But then to contrast that, the O-line isn't that great besides Miller at left tackle. And then looking at the defensive side of the ball, they're lacking as well. They obviously have Max Crosby, who's great, but aside from him, not a ton of talent there. So overall, I think this team is going to be competitive. I don't think it's going to result in a lot of wins, but I do think they're going to cause some fits for other teams, at least more than most people are anticipating. So I still have them at third in the West. But I think they finish at like 7-10, and I think Minshew's going to have a pretty good season. I think he throws for like 3,500 yards and 20 touchdowns, so not elite, not a great season, but you know, enough for them to be competitive. The next team that I've got is the LA Chargers. They only went 5-12 last season, but they got rid of Brandon Staley. They brought in Jim Harbaugh, and he's clearly proven that he can turn a franchise around quickly. You know, his first season with the 49ers, they went 13-3, and that previous season, that team was 6-10. So like I said, he's a proven winner. They still have one of the best young QBs in the game with Justin Herbert, but they did lose a ton of production from last year's team with the departures of Keenan Allen, Mike Williams, and Austin Eckler. I did like their moves in the draft, though. They took Joe Alt, the stud left tackle out of Notre Dame. Then they got Ladd McConkey, the receiver out of Georgia, and Junior Colson, the linebacker from Michigan. And they also have like what is essentially the Ravens' old running back room with Gus Edwards and J.K. Dobbins. And then they got Will Disley and Hayden Hurst at tight end. They're decent. I'm sure the defense will perform better under Harbaugh, and they've still got some great talent. They got Joey Bosa, Khalil Mack, Asante Samuel Jr., Derwin James, some other guys. I don't know if they'll be good enough to make the playoffs this year, but I do think they're going to be much improved from last season. So I've got them going like 10-7 and finishing second in the division. But that will bring us to the two-time defending champions, the Kansas City Chiefs. They only went 11-6 last year in the regular season, but then they went on to beat the Dolphins, Bills, Ravens, and the 49ers in the playoffs on their way to clinching their third Super Bowl in the last 4 years. And at this point, I don't know what else there is to say about them besides simply Patrick Mahomes. He's the best player in the league. He's the most impactful player in the league. And I'm not even sure that it's close. The only guy that has shown he can maybe go toe-to-toe with him is Joe Burrow when he's healthy. But we haven't really had a healthy Joe Burrow, so it's Mahomes, and that's it. He's starting to reach that territory where it feels like you can never bet against him, no matter how like crazy the circumstances are. We're going to walk through the rest of the team here, but I'm not even sure it matters because it feels like he could win with my high school team at this point. But anyway, looking at the rest of this offense, they've got Isaiah Pacheco back along with Clyde Edwards-Helaire at running back. They have Rashi Rice and Hollywood Brown at receiver, and then they also drafted Xavier Worthy from Texas, which just kind of feels unfair at this point that they got another guy that's that fast, essentially like, giving everyone nightmares of Tyreek Hill again. If you hadn't heard about him, he broke the combine record for the 40 with a time of, I think it was 4.21 seconds, so just crazy fast. Obviously, they still have Kelce at tight end, and they have this other guy, Carson Steele, who keeps showing up in their preseason games, who has like ran the ball really well. So he may have earned his way onto the roster and maybe even some touches in the regular season. So we'll see if he ends up being a factor as well. The O-line is pretty solid, and then they've also got some studs on defense that we all know, Chris Jones, Trent McDuffie, and some other guys. So they are no doubt going to be competing for the Super Bowl again, assuming their main players are healthy. But all that being said, I've got them going 13-4, again making a deep run in the playoffs, and that should be a surprise to no one. But so to summarize, overall, got the Chiefs winning again, the Chargers finishing second at 10-7, the Raiders finishing in third at 7-10, and then the Broncos in last at 6-11. But with that being said, we will just about wrap it up for this Thursday episode and the seventh of our 8 NFL division previews. Tune in tomorrow where we will take a deeper look at our final division, the AFC North. But as always, thank you for listening. And if you would, please consider following the show and rating 5 stars on Apple, Spotify, or wherever else you may listen. We'll talk to you tomorrow. See ya.